Good morning.
I can't feel my face, and I can't hear anything.
You can't hear me in your snare phones.
I cannot hear you in my snare phones. I don't know what's going on. I hope that... Are y'all there? Can you hear us?
Yeah. The board looks good. Man, I'm not fiddling with this mic cable today. Me likey.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
And that's it. Thanks for listening to News with My Fiance. There's nothing else to talk about. Fiancés, how are you today? You've had, 24 hours. Or a couple more than that.
Mm-hmm.
How did we spend yesterday?
We'd love to know. I did want to start the show with a bright note, which was indeed our Tuesday night election coverage. The experience itself.
Give it to us, Ambush.
Man, for anyone that was able to tune in, and thanks to everybody that hopped in the chat. And then super duper thanks to our production crew making Tuesday night happen. Incredible. Shout out to our studio sponsors, We Out Here Magazine and Spirit of Justice, for giving us that studio space to work out of and, allowing us to reshape it to what we needed it to be.
Yeah.
But it was really, really dope. We had some special guests on with us.
We did.
One Ken Jones and one Lily. From other podcasts we are associated with, Unrefined Sophisticates, and the Vern to Vern podcast. So it was great to have them, and they're just family. So it was great to be able to have them on the show with us. There were some moments that were getting hijacked,
Like they stole the opening of our show and they pretended to be us?
Yeah, that definitely happened. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lily and I are, in fact, identical cousins, so... I know that was probably very weird for everyone to see me, not me, but me. Michelle said, we sound great.
Nice.
And then said, and you know, it's not how you feel. It's how you sound.
Oh.
Good morning, Michelle.
Shelly Shell.
You still have to send me that link. Unless you did it and I haven't seen it.
This is amazing. I love it. Yes. So we had some guests on. That was great. We added two segments to the live show, one being sports and news, sports and weather. awesome additions to the show. We moved the time slot from 6:30 to 8:30, from 7 to 9. They ended up going until 9:30. We just a lot to cover with local and national election news. But yeah, just the experience of having the whole team together.
Yeah.
That was super tight.
Very much.
That was really, really awesome. Like, I love it.
I had a great time.
Yeah, it was so good. It was so good.
Very thankful for everybody in our universe,
Mm-hmm. And that was definitely a night to be in community, for sure. And then we had the most people in the chat than we've ever had that night. Yeah. A bunch of new faces in there, too.
So we're no Hassan. Hassan had 300,000 people watching his election coverage live.
Yeah.
But we are well on our way, is where I was going.
Right. You know? Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're well on our way.
You picked up some subscribers. We're at 92, right?
I believe that is the number. We also got some followers.
This is what I'm talking
about. Like, it was a great night. It's also... a very awful night when we left.
Right.
Because we left there not having a definitive result.
Right.
and got home and was like, oh, that is definitive. Oh, that looks bad.
Mm.
And I'm be honest, y'all know, if you've been listening to this show, y'all know from the jump, from the onset, I said, this looks fun, but America is not about to elect a black woman. Not today. Not 2024. Not when you have a Donald Trump running.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Which, if that confuses you, what I mean is, if Donald Trump can exist in the way that he does as a candidate, after having spent the last, you know, three and a half, four years just basically being in and out of court for a bunch of crimes he committed while either trying to become the president or while president, and then also sexual assault. If that person can actually be running, then we're certainly not in a place where we're looking for actual change or progress. Not saying that that's what Harris was about to be, but I mean, a significant change would be electing a woman for president and a black woman at that.
Yeah. I think that's been my prevailing issue, was just his ability to run. And it was like, why is that a thing? Why is he actually still able to run? It's not like he committed some white collar crime unrelated to the position. He incited an insurrection.
Yeah. Well, he didn't really have anything to do with it. He just...
Oh, okay.
Just remember, he was told to show up and give a speech.
Oh, okay.
And so he did that part.
Right. And then he left.
And then he left. Okay. And so he didn't have anything to do.
And then the insurrection happened and he did nothing about it.
No, that was Nancy Pelosi's job.
Oh.
You know.
Crooked
why
Nancy.
Why didn't Crooked Nancy call the cops yet again?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, then, you know.
Sorry,
what?
I've got answers for everything.
You know what? Maybe he should be able to run. I stand corrected.
Things I'm not going to do. We got some texts.
Yeah.
One, good morning, fiance.
That's John.
Good morning, John. I know we're not good this morning, so let's cut to the chase. Which third party are we forming or getting behind? Because these corporate middle-of-the-road Dems that have no progressive vision can F right off.
You're right, John. They can F right off. And as far as a third party, it would definitely be one that we would have to form. Because yes. Green can never. Would, for me, never. I don't know if anyone caught this, but it happened really fourth quarter. Not like it really mattered. But the VP candidate for the Green Party, Butch Ware, came out anti-trans. And apparently I didn't know he was anti-abortion either.
Interesting candidate.
So someone, there was a comment, I believe this was prior to the, maybe election day or election night, I'm not sure. But there was some exchange on Instagram. And the person was saying, you know, oh, it was on a post telling people to vote for Kamala. And the person commented talking about, no, you know, third party, the Dems don't deserve to vote, da 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 da. And I was like, hey, here's the thing. If you're going to go vote third party, I get it. Just make sure it's not the Green Party. If there's another third party out there, another independent party, go do that. Make sure it's not the Green Party. Because homeboy came out anti-trans. And then someone responded and was like, the Green Party definitely is not anti-trans. And I'm definitely voting for Jill Stein and da 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 da. She would never align herself with someone like that.
Whoopsie.
And I was like, just say you haven't seen the video.
Mm.
That's it. It came across my radar like 2 days ago. Just say you haven't seen the video. But don't tell me that this man is not anti-trans, because he is. And then it kept going.
Well, is it anti-trans if you just think that they shouldn't be able to play sports?
Right.
I'm over it.
Anti-trans with seasoning.
Right. Just a sprinkle of it.
Yeah. Sure.
I understand that people get excited about the thing they're going to do. They've made a decision. I'm voting green.
Woohoo!
And I know very little about Jill Stein, but what I do know is that she isn't Kamala Harris or Donald Trump. Like, I don't know if that's as far as we go.
Right.
Bad choice.
I'm going to say...
Back to Bob's question. What are we going to do? What we have to do is what we were supposed to do probably, like, I don't know, 28 years ago. But definitely, certainly, while Trump was president, we were supposed to be organizing a real other option.
Yeah.
Saying third party also now has, like, you know, a bad connotation in its to it in America. Not sure. That it ever didn't, but it definitely does because of these last few elections where we talk about spoiler candidates and seeing how, you know, this is a two-party system.
Right.
We will not get help from either of those established parties to form an enemy against them. Right?
Correct.
So I don't know where we will find the money, but the organizing has to be happening or continue happening to educate our populace, because all of these systems have been, they are working to mislead, to misinform, to get people to not understand what actually is important in an election. And there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of noise. There are a lot of distractions. People aren't even, I mean, there were Trump folks that just were just dressed in garbage bags.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, this is not just entertainment. It's personality. It's cultish personality, cultish behaviors. And that isn't easily turned around. But a lot of those people with a proper understanding of what government can do and what it should do, you know, a lot of working class people would have different feelings. But what this has revealed to me, no, that's not what I meant to say. What this should have revealed to you, it is the racism, it is the misogyny, and then it's more than that. Like, we can't just be dismissive to those things. But then it's more than that. This is what we have to, let's start here. A bunch of your friends lied to you. A bunch of your friends said they wouldn't vote for that guy, and then they did. A bunch of people said that that's not, I would never. And we were distracted by a few stories out there, like the wives unable to tell their husbands who they're going to vote for, or those wives voted for Trump. Like, the numbers. Shall we?
Yeah, shall. I feel you on, you know, the work begins during his term, and it should have begun the last time. I was listening to FD yesterday, and he said what he, the my current viewpoint, he described as doomerism.
Okay.
My thoughts, like you said, we need to educate each other on the process and what it takes to do that. I just think at this point, we're operating off of, like, not just like the old playbook, but an expired manual for government, in the way that, based on what they're talking about in Project 2025, the way the government used to work will no longer be that. So right. Establishing a third party in a system where he's looking to eliminate all
two parties.
Right. Like, we're literally talking about one and a half parties at this point, but he's looking to eliminate all his political opposition. I think, and he also wants to suspend the Constitution. Like, there's so many different things he said outright that we were like, this is why he can't get in, guys. And then he got in. And so to think that we're still going to have the same kind of mechanisms with which to do anything, I think we got to wait for the dust to settle to get an accurate assessment of what tools are even at our disposal. Doomerism.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. that is that.
Okay, all right.
I don't think there's time for the dust to settle. And to be clear, I didn't look at the internet yesterday. Like, I couldn't. I wouldn't. I didn't.
Understandably so.
And I spent most of the day in bed.
Yeah.
So there is the doom and gloom, but it's more devastation. And it's not, I'm not devastated because Donald Trump won. I did not think that Kamala Harris was going to. I am, in fact, devastated that he won outright, that we're not dealing with like a contested election in this moment, that not a dude actually won.
Yeah.
But more than that, I'm devastated by the Senate and the House, and that we are talking full control of all the branches of government to a group that wants nothing more than to eliminate many of us, eliminate our ability to fight back in any way. Mm-hmm. And in all honesty, that is an incredibly terrifying position.
Yeah.
The access, but there's two Supreme Court judges that want to retire. So the fact that he would be doing those replacements, terrifying.
I like that you said the fact, because that's where we need to operate. It's no more speculation.
This has been the conservative movement,
mm-hmm.
and for as loud as they are about certain things, they're steadfastly working,
they're gonna get it done.
So I am not like, I don't know.
Well, Bob chimed in with some very useful news. The U.S. Green Party has been disavowed by the International Green Party. they're nothing more than a subsidiary of the Republic. I mean, MAGA Party.
Yikes.
Jordan Owens, what's up? Say, good morning. This is Jordan Owens. I just wanted to say, and then the FCC won't let me say what Jordan wanted to say.
Bleep, bleep, bleep.
Frustration appreciated. We are in solidarity. Your frustration.
Big time.
Michelle said, here it is. Yeah. What? Ambush? You didn't like Butch Ware's thirst trap gym videos trying to reach out to Trump voters? She said, the Greens face planted so hard they couldn't even spoil the election.
For real. For real. That, who said that, Michelle?
Yeah.
Exactly that. Yeah. It didn't even rate.
You're right.
It's like 2%.
Right.
The margin of error. Like,
how are you doing worse?
Someone said, yes, John, let's take 48. I'm with it.
Wait, who said that? Who said?
I don't know. I can't see the names on.
Oh, that was P-Town.
Nice.
Yeah, they also said it's fantastic rising fiancés. No, I can't hear all. I hear the grinding and hashing of demons' teeth.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, we are in the Revelations, guys. So that's where we are. Michelle said, that's not doomerism, Ambush. That's strategy. We've got 25 things on the to-do list before we figure out electoral politics for 2 or 4 years from now.
I mean, we have 25 things on the to-do list.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying, we gotta get an idea of what the lay of the land is. That's all. You know?
I agree. I just, when I hear let the dust settle, that sounds like too long.
Oh.
That's all. That sounds like waiting too long.
Gotcha. I used the wrong phraseology there. That's because that definitely didn't mean, you know, it's just kick it old school and see what.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess that's where I kind of sat. Like, yeah. Oh, we'll just wait it out and see what happens, and then we'll do something. Like, that won't work.
Yeah. Yeah. Not at all. Not at all.
I'm struggling.
Yeah. I think a lot of our listeners are.
Yeah. I'm struggling to have a positive outlook.
But are you supposed to have one? I think it's okay for everyone not to have a positive outlook right now. Especially in the circles that we travel and the community in which we created. It's okay. Like, it just happened.
Yeah.
To force ourselves into a place to have a positive outlook, that's harmful. That's because that's not dealing with our reality. That's, you know.
Okay.
You can tell someone started therapy.
Look at that. Look at that.
Yeah. We didn't want to bottle that up.
There's another text. The Real Housewives of Trump husbands were easily able to vote for Trump because a lot of state ballots had separate measures for abortion. So they were able to vote for women's rights in their state and still vote for Trump. Genius move on the state's government. Had there been no separation between women's rights and the Kamala Harris vote, women would have had to think a little bit harder about their daughter's future.
Interesting.
Dwayne. I like the sound of that. And also, states' rights ain't going to mean a whole lot to a federal government who only says anything about states' rights so that they could have slavery. You know? Mm. I don't know how much it's going to mean that there are states where it's fine if they try and do a federal ban.
Right.
And the fact that anybody has to go to another state, even if that state is real close to you, or that women who get to vote for that in their state still voted for someone like Trump, means they don't care that much about their daughter's future to me. Because does that mean that your daughter's going to live in West Virginia for the rest of her life? That's, I'm just saying that. Mm-hmm. I don't know that that state had anything on the ballot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it is an interesting point. If only the people who didn't pay attention to Trump's larger platform or just got lost in the many different things that he said over this course of time, and J.D. Vance just spewing all types of stuff. If only for a second, they separated him from that particular issue. And that worked. Like, yikes. You had said something else just now, though, that was like, ooh, 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 don't interrupt. And then what happened?
And then you didn't, and you forgot.
Totes.
Well, ooh. I don't know. I don't know what it is that I said. What these elections continue to reveal to me, and fiancés, you know, do not pitchfork me here, but white women have continued to lie directly to our faces. Right. They keep telling us, I would never, could never, wouldn't do it. And then they pick up. He picks up more of them. So I don't know how much of their daughter's future they actually care about.
Mm.
I don't know how much that's being considered in that vote.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you are voting for the man that put the people on the Supreme Court that made it possible to take that away,
mm-hmm.
just because you also got to say, I'd like the clinics to continue here. Nah,
right.
you really don't.
Right. That's what I, go ahead.
And at the, to me, what we are in a place that this highlights how much there is no collective, there isn't a, I'm voting for my kid's future for a lot of these people. Unless the future that they're voting for is the tax cuts they want to get.
Or, like we just, you know, like again, we're getting hit with the reality of, you know, how we haven't, solve racism.
Thanks for nothing, Obama.
Thanks for nothing, Obama. That was your job, bro. Or this is the future they want for their kids. We yeah, we do gotta like.
Or that. I mean, seeing women say that that abortion should be illegal is just very, you know, confusing for me. Yeah. No matter what. But there are a lot of women that are steadfast in that. They feel very, very seriously about it.
Yeah,
at least when
powerful.
They're saying it.
Religion's powerful, man.
Very much so. So I just don't know how much that would have changed it. For so many, you know, lots of coverage, there were so many folks out there saying abortion is on the ballot. This is why this isn't going to happen. And there's no way that, you know, the women are going to take this sitting down.
And they're like,
they were like, watch
me work.
We
will take it.
Yeah.
And Michelle said they're just going to raise conservative white daughters to marry rich white men.
Yeah.
Proximity to power and orthodoxy are the only safety they choose to believe in.
Hello.
Boom. So that's what I was going to say.
We don't need to say anymore that Michelle did it.
Michelle killed it. Killed it. If we're talking about a national, federal abortion ban, and I know there's something, where is there space for a state to still be able to provide that type of health care? So I understand, like, cannabis is still banned at the federal level.
Correct.
But within the states, they can have, you know, their own situations. Right. So is that what we would be looking at?
I can't say for certain.
Okay.
Right. But what I can say is if it were that way, let's think of just how hard that would be. That would mean that no federal dollars for... Right, because that's why they can't bank. None of the cannabis places can bank. They
right.
can't just put. You can't use your debit card.
Yeah.
You can't. Yeah. You know. So like, I don't know how that works. You're certainly not going to be getting any grants federally. You're not going to. You know what I'm saying? And so if the state is then providing, I don't know. How do we have the kind of clinics that are needed? How does
right.
Planned Parenthood continue in certain places?
Right.
And.
Wow.
I guess private companies, but that's not what we need. You know, we don't need more.
Privatization.
Profit.
Yeah.
Arms.
Yeah.
In healthcare. Like we don't need more of that.
Bob said, how many daughters were placed on the sacrificial altar by parents who were lured by the false promise of 99 cent gas?
And again, thank you, Bob, that you said it. We don't need to. What more? Would you and Michelle like to come and do the show?
But you are listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM and in the Halem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach. At 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm.
And I mean that seriously, not like, God, you're trying to take my job. I mean, like, y'all are killing it today.
Yeah. I think we're all
and
in
I
one
need
accord.
That. Yeah, I need that because I don't have the words.
We're all in one accord.
I'm still over here like, blah, 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 blah. Because what are we doing?
How are we here?
How are we here? And also, obviously, we're here. It's just, I can't get over it.
Yeah.
I can't get over it.
I had some engaging conversations on the Instagram yesterday. That's another thing to talk about, too. Just the changes that are going to be happening with social media. The fact that, you know, we saw what happened with Facebook. With who they installed to help monitor anti-Israel sentiments.
Yeah.
So Facebook is Instagram, so it's all in one mm-hmm. thing right there.
Shout out.
The owner.
Conglomerates.
The owner of X, formerly known as Twitter, is part of the new administration. He's our cost-cutting czar, our future.
Okay, first of all, get the name right. It's Secretary of Cost Cutting.
Secretary of Cost Cutting.
Is what was being floated.
Okay.
And we don't actually know if he has a position in the cabinet, you know? Like, maybe he will... Never mind. I was going to say disappear before then, but he won't. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what this means for social media, man, I just know the type of conversations that we've been having, I think that's going to get suppressed, you know? But anyways, let me pull it up. Boom. Look at that.
A text says, does anyone else think that as much as it is what it is, as much as it is what it is, for me, that trifecta was a fix?
Oh, that was P-Town.
P-Town? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Listen, stop the steal fixes it. Do we get to do that now? Do we get to do stop the steal?
Stop counting. Count all the votes.
Stop counting.
Stop the count. Resume the count.
Resume the count.
Keep the count going.
Slow it down. Stop the count.
I saw a tweet that was like, so are the Dems going to storm the Capitol? And the response was a video clip that was like, no, baby, we not. We ain't going nowhere. Mm-mm. We're not doing that.
So I said on Instagram, I'm embarrassed that it's taken this long for me to truly understand how unwanted my people are in this country. Any semblance of safety for Black people is gone. Mm. And for the duration of this election, I was wrestling with whether people understood the gravity of what was at stake. And yeah, they did. White people got the leader they wanted. Those white people whose identity is tied to their race and not their humanity communicated clearly the type of nation that they wanted to live in. The rest of us aren't welcome. Mm-hmm. And the Black, brown, and any marginalized persons that voted for Trump will find out the hard way that they have betrayed themselves. I will never be in community with them. I will not extend grace. I will not exercise patience. They don't deserve that. Mm. We'll need those resources to survive what's already here. And yeah, got some pretty good engagement with that. You know, a lot of people just expressing how hard this has hit them. I'm really surprised at some of the, what were you about to pull up, the totals and how this fell within racial and gender dynamics, how people turned out.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite amazing, but not surprising.
Not surprising, but yes, incredibly amazing to see those numbers. I mean, mm-hmm. 59% of white men and 52% of white women voted for Trump. Mm. 59 and 52%. I believe we were at 52% previously with white women. Then he dipped and now we back to 52. So right. I don't know what he did to get y'all back. Mm. Would love to know. You're going to hear a lot about Black men voting for Trump. And that was 20% of Black men.
Yep.
7% of Black women voted for Trump. 7.
That was Diamond and what's her name?
Yes.
Yeah.
Single digit. Candace Owens, Diamond and Sapphire, or whatever.
I think with Diamond and Silk.
Thank you. I knew it was an S.
What's Kanye's ex?
Ball. Amber Rose.
Amber Rose.
Boom. We're 7%. At
7%. We hit it.
We did it.
We hit it.
Latino man.
And the Fox commentator. Fox anchor.
We hit it. Harris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
54% of Latino men. And so I want to give another number again. 59% of white men, 54% of Latino men.
Yikes.
59% of white men, 54% of Latino men. We do have to stop just looking at Latino as brown.
It's true.
Because a large swath of Latino people do not see themselves as brown, yeah, and do not see themselves as an other outside, you know, if they have no accent, even if they have been dual lingo forever.
When I started seeing that, like on applications, like Latino white
or Hispanic,
white, I was like, what does this mean? I'm so confused.
For it was a very confusing thing for me for a very long time. 37% of Latina women. Mm-hmm. I think it's funny that there's just like all other races. Because there's a lot to be broken down there, right? But 45% of all other races voted for him. A country that will not, could not, can't see itself having a black woman as the leader continues to have to look to black women to make the right decision. And it's, I just have to say this. It has to be, what does it mean? Let me do it that way. Let me ask the question. Mm. What does it mean to y'all when you see numbers like that, where 92% of black women voted for Harris or the Dems? Think of it in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
92%. 78% of black men voted for the Dems. None of the other categories come close to those numbers.
Right. Right.
So what does that mean to y'all? Doesn't mean anything to y'all.
We got a text that said, also a federal ban could limit a state's ability to ship and receive across state lines the medical devices needed to perform an abortion.
Boom.
Or the... I can't pronounce that.
Okay, hold on.
Miss... Lessa?
Oh, it's mepristerol or something. Like, that's the... Uh-oh. And I don't know.
Okay.
Mephisto.
Well, it's part of the process. So my question is then, how can Oregon or other states make these in-state?
Ooh, great question. Can they make those things in-state rather than having to... That's a great question.
Yeah.
One would assume you could, but I don't know. I think we got to outsource everything.
So that, right. So that was Dwayne earlier that was telling us about the Real Housewives of Trump husbands.
Okay.
Came back and said, because you were talking about how did he, you know, get the white woman back.
Yeah.
And Dwayne said he grabbed them by the, I'm sorry.
Oh, Dwayne.
That's how he got the votes back. He's like, sorry, I had to.
You did.
He's like, get over here. That's what he did.
This says to all the women that have been traumatized for all of the talking of the unwanted pregnancies from rape, every woman who is experiencing the trauma of that alone, not knowing there's a rapist that was and is going to be the country president.
Thank you, Peter.
The phrase that is the unfathomable cannot be applied here because we've all fathomed it.
Bro.
P-Town, would you like to come to the show?
Bro. I mean, let's talk about that for a split. Thank you, P-Town.
Yeah.
For a split sec, right? Say you were someone who's been traumatized by that particular crime. You're now sitting in a nation surrounded by people, because he won the popular vote, who put
that... Knowingly
put that person in leadership.
Purposely.
That is...
I mean, do you remember the backlash of just...
Obama's beige suit? Is that what you're going to say?
Because okay, that was serious. Number one.
That was serious business, guys.
Tan suit time. Mm. No, I was going to say, do you remember the outrage and the backlash to just the phrase, rape culture?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're going to get me too'd.
For this is part of it. It's wanting to be able to continue to have not just the power, right? But the immediate believability, the immediate, victims are have to prove it. It's the victim who is like guilty.
Right.
And any accused. And I'm not saying that they need to be guilty before they are proven so. But what I am saying is the believability of like everything that we have that we should use to be making informed and, a knowledgeable guess.
Right.
What are those called?
Informed decision?
There we go. Mm-hmm. Well, and I don't even, not even necessarily a decision, but just like, okay.
Sorry about that. Go ahead. Getting things to work. Informed decision.
In order to be able to make an informed decision, we have to be taking those things seriously. And what ends up happening is rape culture takes over. So the idea that you could just tell someone like this person harmed me and it's just like, well, what are you gonna do?
That's pretty messed up, I guess.
Or, yeah, probably not. Like, what were you wearing?
Right.
And why'd you go back there? And what do you mean he was your boss? And, you know, like,
did you report him to HR? Did you take the necessary steps?
If those are the if that's the information that you gather thinking you are making an informed decision, that's a problem.
Right.
Yeah. The problem is baked in. It's who gets to the benefit of the doubt. That's what I was trying to think of earlier.
Okay.
Who gets the benefit of the doubt is part of the issue in this country. In any country that we are dealing with hierarchies being the only way that we do critical thinking and proximity to power is the only way we do critical thinking. Like, you still hear people say things like, he's famous. Why would he need to rape a woman? He doesn't need to do that. There is no need to do it. Like, do you hear it when you say it? Doesn't need to. You don't, nobody needs to. Those are choices. That's a want. That's a
right.
Acting on playing out power. That is not, no one needs to do that.
Right.
This says Harris didn't lose because black people didn't vote for her. She lost because white people chose whiteness. And it will be interesting to see how many of the Latinx get caught up in Trump's mass deportations.
Yeah, it's Bob. Yep.
It's exactly that. And what I,
the Latinx that voted for Trump, filed, just to be clear.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, I did it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's exactly that, and that's the part that we need to keep in mind. And when I say we, I mean white people. That white people, there are other white people that choose whiteness instead. They don't choose community. They don't choose you or your kids. They choose whiteness. They'll choose whiteness when it comes to that is what they're voting for their children.
Right. We got another text, and now I understand who this is. 92% is impressive. 78% is too low, given what was at stake. Hashtag police immunity, and stop and frisk, etc. It was not all on black folks to save the country, but perhaps the importance of saving ourselves should have put that 78% number at 85 this election cycle. I know that's a controversial take. C's.
Oh.
It's that Dwayne. C's, what's up, man?
Yo.
That's
a fantastic point.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic point.
Nah, it's real. That's real.
It and to be clear, I want to be very clear. It is not on black people to save this country ever. It's not. It's never on black people to save this country.
Wait, you mean the country that we say we built, we don't have to save it?
We didn't say we built it. It's impossible for it to be on us to fix white supremacy. We cannot. It is I mean, but the point is, see where those numbers are. See how everybody's sad right now.
Right.
Had you followed a lead. Had you listened to some of those black friends you say you have.
Oh, boy.
Maybe we're in a different spot. Probably not, though.
Probably not. We got Blobfish said, white people think their whiteness is community.
Hey. Correct.
Holy guacamole. Oh, man.
Michelle said, choosing whiteness over community, choosing white supremacy over collective survival. 1,000,000%. That's it.
Right.
That's what we're just saying. That's that. Like, white women. Oh, what does this say? White women with Latin men and black men that are not from this country. You better say your goodbye now. Your vote will get them deported. You know what?
Thanks, P-Town.
Is that P-Town?
Yeah.
Because in all honesty, that's what we should have been saying 4 or 5 months ago.
Ooh.
Hey, ladies.
Ladies.
The one you loving. My head. Back to Ghana you go.
No. Wait, the 90 Day Fiancés?
Yeah, exactly what I was going for.
Oh, no.
Sorry. That's all I got.
They're gone.
Out of here. Back to sex tourism for you.
Oh, no. Okay. We're going to take a music break real quick.
Okay.
We're out of here. Back to sex tourism for you.
You don't get to keep that man when he can't get a car. That's all I'm saying.
Oh.
Okay. And they don't want to live there, so, you know.
Not in the asshole country. You know?
All those men are going to be like, finally free.
Okay. This is going far better than I intended. We're going to take this music break and we'll go catch you on the other side. It's been a festive morning. I can't remember what exactly the joke was that we went into the break, but I did not expect our spirits to be that high. and then to be gleefully joined by one of our best friends of the show.
Most favoritist. Fellow DJ.
Yes. Yes. A one Jack Rudo. Stable Spine. Getting busy over there in Studio A.
I got a big hug.
Yeah.
I needed that.
We don't give the best hugs, bro.
He really does.
People tell me I give good hugs. We don't give some good hugs, bro.
Yeah. You both are good. You both give good hugs.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. I'm down with it.
I'm just over here looking at, you know, a bunch of different numbers that...
I'm just over here.
Really take me off. When looking at the map, you know, in the beginning of our election coverage on Tuesday night...
Are you going to tell people how stressed I was? How I was just panicking?
Were you?
Oh, Tuesday night, I was like, yeah, you had to calm me down. You were
so like, I wasn't going to frame it like that.
It's early. And I just want you to know. And I'm like,
I mean, apparently, you know, your panic was right. I don't know if I should have even mentioned the red mirage, you know, this time around. No mirage.
When I saw Kamala at 91, I was like,
yeah, no. That was not great. I just looked at it like California has like 1,000,000 electoral. It's like 55 or 54 or something like that. So like none of the West Coast was reported. I just thought there was time.
By the time we ended the show, it looked great.
It was on its way.
Yeah.
And then.
So you're looking at numbers.
Well, just looking at how states voted is so interesting to me because there was a lot of talk about Iowa, a lot of talk about Iowa farmers, about how the previous Trump's administration really put them in a humongous bind, and abortion. So it was going to be, we're going to see Iowa say reject him. 55.9% of the vote went to Donald Trump, 42.7 to Kamala Harris.
Man.
Now, there are a million reasons why each election goes the way it goes. So I want to be very clear that even in our like giving certain reasons, we are never saying that's the reason. That's the only one. But I really feel like, and because my underlying analysis of all of this is white supremacy won the 2024 election.
Won the day.
It won the day. It won the next 4 years. It won
possibly the next 16.
You know, who knows? But I will say, Tim Walz was underutilized.
Yeah. Yes.
Tim Walz needed grossly. To maybe just sit. Maybe they needed to put him in Iowa and Pennsylvania. He spends 1 week on, 1 week off. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because the way that he is able to actually speak to, the way that he was actually able to speak to farmers, not just like, hey, friend, I guess you got a bushel of corn, do you? Like,
yeah.
You know how
it wasn't just showing up with boots and a hat saying,
exactly.
Can I get a picture with this shovel? What are we doing?
Exactly. He's like, okay, so the farmers I know, they're still making money off of this. They're still making money off of that. But the tax cuts did this. The tariffs did that. He's able to speak to them directly about the thing. Like, how much did your insurance change? Mm-hmm. How much did your so-and-so? Like,
right.
This is what we're talking about.
What does this mean for feed?
Right. Mm-hmm. There's no one in Trump's campaign that could have done that.
They don't care. Yeah.
Well, they certainly don't care. But like, J.D. Vance doesn't know how to order a donut, let alone sit down and speak to an actual farmer who is concerned that he's going to lose the farm. But those are the people that are like, you damn right, yeah. Vote for Trump.
J.D. Vance would be like, and if you lose the farm, have you explored possibly moving your chickens to affordable housing? Could we do that?
J.D. Vance is like, have you thought about being a hedge fund manager?
Maybe it's time to just switch.
You know, I've got some connections. Careers. Maybe it's time for you to move careers. Have you heard of Wall Street?
Yikes. Oh my God.
Okay. This text says, when I heard the term red mirage at like 4 p.m., I knew it was over.
That was Blobfish. Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I didn't hear it at 4, so I said it at 7. Another one. What the heck happened in Portland? Did Renee get ran off? Let's talk about it.
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day.
Let's chat.
Does this mean I get to bump into him in the market and just shoot
don't.
Him?
Don't. You're going to get daggers? Arrested.
Huh?
And shoot him what?
Eye daggers?
I'm pretty sure that's a felony. Don't. Don't.
No, you're right.
If Renee I bump into Renee, definitely calling the cops on the big black man stared at me inside a Safeway yesterday.
Oh my God. That would have been a terroristic threat if I looked at him.
1,000%.
Ooh.
You can he's gonna be he is Rudy Giuliani.
He tried to knock me to the ground.
Tried to kill me.
And if I wasn't so strong.
If I wasn't so strong and sturdy, I would have been off my feet.
Rudolph.
Are you out of your mind? All right, Renee. Sitting at home. Thinking of his next grift. Because he is nowhere. I mean, he is still a part of the city council until he's not. So yeah. There is that he ain't ran all the way off.
Yeah.
But homie was rejected. Thank you, Portland.
Thank you, Don't Rank Renee.
Thank you, Don't Rank Renee.
CPB.
Thank you, CPB.
Thank you, Imagine for, Black. Thank you, so many different organizations,
for making sure to highlight just how unelectable that unserious man is. Thank you for giving us that same for the other unserious Mingus Maps.
Yeah, which I felt pretty confident. There was
There was no way Mingus was winning. Mingus. He wasn't even really in the conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
But was there a don't rank Mingus campaign? No, because no, we knew Mingus ain't going nowhere. Yeah,
but it was still
he's staying in sixth.
There's still joy in seeing him lose.
1,000%.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I am Kendrick Lamar right now. Like I'm your biggest hater. Both of y'all. There's more of y'all. But Renee was told to go away. Mingus was told to go away. Neither one of y'all are qualified. Maybe this is one of the things. Maybe he'll learn from saying that there aren't 12 qualified people in Portland who can be on city council. Maybe you learn that you stop saying that the people that you want to govern can't read.
Ooh.
Maybe that.
Ooh. Ooh.
I mean, make him go away all the way.
Rudo said full contact cataracts on Renai.
Man's had to go.
Oh my gosh.
I do mean it. I'm proud of Portland.
Yeah, seriously.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Looking pretty good. There aren't. Go ahead.
Blobfish said, I needed this today. Thank you.
Did need some of these laughs, yeah. Man.
Woo.
Yeah, what happened to old white Uncle Tim? He must have not had a Twitter account.
I am curious, though. I mean, we were never going to have a kind word to say about Renee. What do you think happened? We just thanked a whole bunch of different, you know, groups that were out here hard. You know what I'm saying? But what do you think actually happened?
I think that reactionary people vote reactionarily, right? Okay. And then that particular reactionary moderate Dem didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do anything.
He didn't deliver.
What he decided was he was going to ruin people's lives more.
Right.
And what we found out is that's actually not the way that the city wants you to do it. Like, I was really concerned because when he was elected onto city council, it was like, hey, y'all have to see what he is, right? You don't see what he is? This is not... No.
Mm-hmm.
All of everything he's saying to you is a lie. You're not a centrist anything. You're not even a centrist Trump Republican. You are something else, sir. And I think that people like that are able to get elected in moments of turmoil when people are just like, I don't know what else to do, but it can't just keep being the same. The issue is we don't get that same, I don't even know what the term is in this moment. Like, people don't do that and go the other way. They don't go to the left. They're not like, let's see what these really progressive policies would do, because we haven't ever had any of those. You know what I mean? Like, we haven't had enough of them for people to be like, they don't work. But because they will call a very moderate, liberal plan progressive, there are people that are like, well, progressive Portland just doesn't work. You're going to have to get one of those people in there to make it different.
There was a couple other races that I want to bring to your attention. In a celebratory fashion. What happened to Vadim? He was rejected. Vadim lost his race, as did one Sam Adams.
Portland. Portland.
Portland talking to you nice. Is this the Portland you grew up in?
Make me proud, baby. Yeah, lightweight.
Yeah,
lightweight.
I feel you. Like, and again, we, and I'm sure you all received them too. Full page. Full color.
They spent big bread.
Back to front circulars.
Loaves of bread on these mailers.
So much. I was like, I'm telling you, I was shook, man. I was a shook one.
I mean, it's hard to see those splashy, very expensive flyers come into your house that just lie to you. Sam Adams,
yeah.
The progressive choice for Portland. Are you out of your mind?
How? Which word? Portland, Maine?
Wouldn't be progressive there either. Portland, I just want to say thank you very much for rejecting known sexual predators. There are things that, you know, have happened in people's past that we don't know about. Sometimes they get elected and then we find out. Sometimes they do it while they're in office. Shout out to Sam Adams.
Right.
And that needs to be rejected at all times. We cannot let that go. And we never hear from these particular people that something has changed in their life and that they are different now, or that you would never have to worry about seeing this, you know, I no longer groom children.
Right. Where's the conversation where I went to therapy about this? So I saw someone
it doesn't happen. Somehow you just get to take a break and then come back to public life and be like, elect me again. And I'm so thankful we didn't do that.
Bruh.
And I was worried because Trump is the president. Like, there's a reason to be worried. There's a
reason to be worried. Yeah.
There's reason to, like, when... Can we take a second and just talk about that dude, Michael Wolff? Michael Wolff, the author and...
Oh, that had the tapes.
Who continues to have, like, incredibly damning evidence about people that he doesn't use or doesn't say anything about until his book is ready and he needs to have some major clickbait.
Yeah, so over it. That dude. So over it.
You think that a lot of these people that voted for Trump that are the conspiracy theory, Epstein, yada, yada, you think those people didn't need the information that Trump and Epstein were big besties?
Right.
You didn't think that was pertinent info?
His publishing house should drop him.
Well, they sell books.
True.
So should they? Yeah. But like, he sells books.
Absolutely not.
No, because people reward this stupid behavior. And we shouldn't. To your point, they should drop him and no one should buy those books.
Right.
I still can't understand how anybody talks to that guy when we know what he does. Like, I don't know how you're sitting with an Epstein or sitting with a Trump when you already exposed Trump 8 years ago. But then here we are. He's giving information too late, too little too late, and all in a effort to sell books rather than care at all about what happens in this country.
Thanks for the 1101 news, Mr. Wolf. He's moving like a wolf.
Bruh.
Measure 117, an attempt to establish ranked choice voting for the state, did not pass.
Denied.
They're like, guess what, Portland? You keep that crap over there.
This is when you're reminded, oh, right, I live in Oregon. Oregon is where I am.
That's like how my dad likes to pronounce it.
That's what?
That's how my dad likes to pronounce
Oregon?
It. Oregon?
It really is like, oh, right. Keep your stupid new things over there.
Right.
It didn't help that we had former city council people talking about the ballot was too complicated. I want better for all of us.
Because it wasn't. It was one sheet, front and back, three categories. That's too hard. It.
Too hard. I couldn't just say, see, the difference is, Ambush, the bubbles went horizontal this time.
Oh, is that what it was?
And it didn't go vertically. Oh. So it was incredibly confusing.
You know what?
Is this an SAT?
You know what it reminded me of? An exercise from, say, elementary school.
Okay.
Where it's like, circle your first choice. Circle your second choice.
I think we've definitely did that, like, in elementary.
Yeah. Am I choosing lunch? Or like, what are we doing? What's the issue here?
Incredibly silly to say that it was such a complicated ballot. Say you don't want choice.
Yeah.
Say you don't actually like democracy, because that's what this is.
Yeah.
We federally have, statewide too, but like,
yeah.
We've never lived in an actual democracy.
Right.
Not in this country. Maybe you lived somewhere else where an electoral college doesn't exist.
Right.
Okay. Maybe the democracy that we take by war to other countries doesn't come with an electoral college. Maybe they have an actual democracy.
Man.
But the ones we have are not really just our choice. And it's on purpose, because they realized a gabillion years ago, one person, one vote doesn't work.
You can't let these people choose.
You can't let these people choose.
What's wrong with you?
Those aren't white men. Hey, man.
What's the matter with you?
You think you should have a say? Get out of here.
Scoot. Scoot now.
I like Scoot.
Scoot. Scoot. Get on now.
So,
you know what I would have said to, had I the opportunity to hear directly from that former city council person that said it was too complicated, my immediate response to him, like, then don't vote. If that's too hard, don't. Oh, well, I must. Well, then figure it out. Shush it up.
Well, the funny thing is that funny being not, I don't mean funny.
Right.
Her advice was just don't vote on the Portland stuff. This is too complicated. Just skip the Portland stuff. A former Portland City Council member.
You're lucky I don't know this person's name, because I would just say it.
Well, let me find it for you.
I'm with the S's.
Don't you worry. I'm on it.
Oh, I'm with the foolishness. Oh, my goodness.
You take over while I find this lady's name. I think it's Amy.
P-Town asks, yeah, what happened to old white Uncle Tim? He must not have had a Twitter account. Yeah, Tim Walz got sidelined. I can't remember exactly what he said, but someone else had brought it to my attention. It was a statement that he made. It was a progressive statement. And immediately after that, it was, we didn't hear much from Tim Walz. It was like, ah, blah, 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 maybe this guy can, you know, get the wrong people riled up. And he kind of got benched after that. Which, like you said earlier, that was terrible. That was, what was the point of bringing him in for the demographic you were going for, the identity politics, and then benching your white guy?
Well, but it wasn't even just that he was a white guy. It's also that he's a white guy that knows how to speak to working class people, because he is a working class people.
Right.
Or was. Now he's a governor. But that was part of the point. The Democratic Party has abandoned working class people. And that happened a while ago.
Yeah.
And so they know it. They know they need that contingency. Most of us are that. Most of us in this country are working class people. So imagine deciding to abandon your largest constituency.
Right.
But when you have a Tim Walz, the point is to utilize him to take away some of that elitism that they throw on any, not just any Democratic presidential candidate, but certainly a woman.
Oh, yeah.
So she's too elite, but also because she's a black woman, she's dumb and she doesn't deserve the job she has. And she, you know, like, she's a DEI hire, I guess.
Right.
But then also is so elite and is a snob and looks down on you. Like, they get to do this mixed messaging and it just works. And that is wild to me. That is so wild to me. But Tim Walz was supposed to close part of that gap. Like, yeah, that's supposed to be partly that you are going to go out there and speak directly to our working class folk. You're gonna be the one. And then they underutilized him. And I am not saying that that is why they lost. I am saying it was a chink in the armor, though, because the excitement around Biden dropping out, then it being Harris and Walz, was a solidification okay, so maybe you will be a touch different than Biden, right? Because had she had gone with a couple of the other guys that were on the
Shapiro and some other people,
it would have been absolutely nothing is different.
Yeah.
Absolutely, this is just a same thing. They really underutilized it, underplayed.
Yeah.
Unfortunate.
There was some action there.
You're supposed to put that white man in the forefront. Put that white man in the spot he rightfully belongs in. The front.
He was ready too.
Yo, he was Tim, he was doing exactly what he was supposed to do.
Yeah.
He was doing exactly what he was supposed to do.
Yeah.
He is far more relatable and all of those things than any other one that you have seen in the last election cycle.
Let me ask you this. Should he be the nomination next time? I don't think so.
No? I think that he's not as big of a psychopath as you have to be to want to be president.
He probably was like, okay, guys, I'll do this VP thing, but I'm serious. That's it.
If she dies, not the president.
To be clear, all right? I still got to coach football this summer.
Right.
I am, okay? I'm not with that stuff. So you gotta find somebody else.
Ooh, wait. Michelle says Tim Walz was cooked when he went on that debate stage and started agreeing with Vance. You know what? I kind of forgot that he did that dumb thing. Not wrong. It was too nice. It was like, well, yeah, you're right. And then I forgot. Michelle. Yes,
that was C's.
Oh, C's. Mm-hmm. My bad. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's a 540. That is a 541. My bad. No, I don't get to see. I forgot about that.
Definitely forgot about that. Yikes.
I believe this is P-Town says, so what I learned from the numbers is more than 50% of Americans are criminals while white and are raping and are getting away with it. They appreciate their leader and the way that this country was always ever run. Hang it up. It's a 525 year. Can't say that.
So yeah, to P-Town's point right there and the one they made earlier, immediately my reaction to Trump winning was like, this place is not for me. This is it felt really weird, like that splash of water in the face, like they've been talking about this American dream and, you know, we're all living together and da 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 and what our future. No. It's been very clear for so very long. This country was founded on racist principles.
Period.
We are constantly... I can't... Okay, so when I used to run the numbers and some of our advertisers asked us to, you know, put up some messaging or we had a contract for some services that prioritize marginalized communities. If I put an ad on Facebook, the amount of racist comments on that ad, this is like unwarranted. Just, it's not like anti-white ad. It's just, hey, black people, do you need help with housing? Make sure you go to this conference and sign up on this day and da, 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 da. And then immediately, well, where do the white people go for housing help? And then
to your mom.
Then it's Trump 2024 and just overwhelming. You just
cannot help yourself.
People do not understand what it means just to exist as black and the levels of racism that we're dealing with, right? And I honestly, I've gotten so used to it that when this happened, that realization was just like, whoa, okay. So it was like a scene from Majority Report, Minority Report, and pulling down everything on the on the hologram board in front of me. Oh, so as I assemble all of this, all of my experiences with who just got voted in, this is the country you want.
Yes.
And you've been trying to show me this is the country that you want.
Yes.
My entire life.
Yes.
And I've been fighting.
Yes.
To exist within the country that you want.
Yes.
Cool. Cool.
Not cool.
Not cool, bro.
Don't love it.
Nah.
Hey, did you guys remember or know that Usha Vance, one J.D. Vance's wife, was a Democrat until she got married to him? And you may be going, what's a political party have to do with anything? She is a sellout for power. That's what it has to do with anything.
Yeah. Is this the same wife that was getting attacked by Trump fans?
Supporters? The one because she's not white.
Weird,
yep.
Weird how that works.
I mean, when you got Vivek and rhymes with cake, when you got him out here putting on a garbage man vest and being like, let me roll up my sleeves so that I can be Trump's garbage.
Such a weird,
you know, girl. Makes sense. Proximity to power is really cool.
He is such a weirdo. Shout out to all the ADOS FBA folk. You're going to get reparations now. Trump's going to get... Oh, you didn't get the memo? You're going
to get reparations now. If y'all could see the way I'm looking at Ambush right now.
C's, they won. They got it. They going to get reparations, C's.
They not getting it. They are not getting it.
Like, bruh. I can't wait. I can't wait for their sadness and dismay. They'll just create some other reason.
I thought this would just might be an interesting tidbit because there's going to be a lot of, you're going to be listening to a lot of, you know, pundits and coverage over the next, I don't know, way too long, explaining whose fault this election was. It was not the Green Party or the third party. There's the spoiler vote.
No, not at all.
It was not Black people. Do not listen to a thing where it's like Black men really showed up for him. Don't do it. I want to give you this real quick because I already gave you the full stats. But
right.
Black men age 18 to 29. Should I give you the 14% voted for Trump?
18 to 29?
85% voted for Harris.
So all the Waka Flocka fans.
I don't think I would put 18 to 29 as Waka Flocka fans. Maybe.
Sexy Red fans.
Black men, 30 to 44, 84% voted for Harris.
Mm.
Black men, 45 to 64, 83% voted for Harris. And Black men, 65 and up, 94% voted for Harris. They're the Waka Flocka fans.
See, said Tariq Nasheed's last check is about to bounce.
Listen. What's he gonna do next?
What's the
grift? That's another one. Okay, C's.
He's got to start a school. He's got to get move on to the next grift. He's got to establish a school for young Black Trumpers.
Okay, goodbye.
That's what he's going to do next.
Oh. I am the weekend. Yeah, so I want you guys to think about it. Who won this election for Trump? This is an actual, he won outright. Do not let any of these folks get you confused and go like, oh, all of those different minorities. No, it's not a bunch of minorities. A bunch of white people voted for Donald John Trump and J.D. Vance. Two incredibly masterful grifters.
Yo, so we just got a text from Nikki. They said, did you hear about the awful-ish black women were texted yesterday? Shout out to the Loveland Foundation for calling attention to it. So anonymous number saying they were going to get picked up and taken back to the plantation.
What? Bruh. Hold on. Huh?
Can we run it back for you? No.
There was somebody texting, there's some group or whatever texting black women saying. Yeah.
Teens, too. A lot of black teens were getting mad yesterday.
A lot.
Oh, so, wow. Yeah. Wow. Rudo said a lot of black teens were getting that text yesterday, too. This is America.
Don't get caught slipping now. This text, I don't know who this is from. It says, I knew men hated women, but I didn't know women hated women that much. As a woman, let me tell you, women hate us. Women hate women. That's one of patriarchy's number one job. No, not number one, but it's up there. To get women to not like women.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it works. It works till, you know, to this second. They'll be the first one to ask you. I mean, well, what were you wearing? Did you drink too much? Huh?
Right.
Oh, boy. All right. So I wanted to end on a better note than text messages to black people telling us we're going back to a plantation. That's wild.
You know, I would text. Well, first off, that's wild. Everyone that follows me on social media knows I handle spam texts a different way. So I would definitely would have responded like, where are you picking me up?
Where's the bus?
Where's the bus? What's my lodging look like? Like,
what's the plan?
Are pets allowed? I need to know what the deets are. Like all the Airbnb questions.
Never are pets allowed.
Because we can go. I will meet you there. And things will happen. You know, there's any confusion. Yeah. Blobfish said, hands down, the Democratic Party is the reason Kamala lost. And, you know, the Dems will not understand that. They're going to blame everything else. It's like they blame everything else, everyone else all the time. Scare tactics abound for them. But I must say this, you're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM and in the Halem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. What's that pensive face you have, my love?
I'm looking at this little comic strip that just is a white woman that says Biden should step aside. Then she's standing there with a Harris shirt on and a Harris sign that says, we are not going back. And then she's in the voting booth. Voting Trump and says no one will know. And then she's back at her desk like, how could black men vote for Trump?
Well, well, well. Morgan, I want to thank you for today's show. I didn't know how we were going to make it through this.
And same.
You brought some laughs. Rudo brought some laughs. Our whole text community brought some laughs.
Man, y'all stay engaged today.
Laughter is medicine.
It's a rough one. It's going to continue to be a rough one. Yeah. We need to continue to stay in community, build our community. And to Bob's question in the beginning that started it all, what do? We organize. We don't stop. And we get people to understand what actually government can do and that this is not the WWE.
Right. Right.
Because have y'all watched the McMahon thing? Like,
Vince
we should
McMahon
not.
McMahon is now president, though.
You guys, that's bad.
That's
big. Vince's been doing bad out here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not just the union busting.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much more than that. Anyway.
And he had Hulk Hogan on his side, just like Trump did. Today's show was made possible by Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush, our podcast editor, Kyle G, for Visual Audio.
Ba, 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 ba.
And of course, by you, our text fam, and our in-studio guest, The Roots. Playlist has been updated, so you see all the songs we played in the show today. You know what it is? Do not let the individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People over profits. Power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. Thank you so much for listening.
Time to stay dangerous. Bye.